AN4, DWA, Mobile, Spartanburg. 4, this is G, Mobile.
Wait, make out your call sign. Come again.
November 4, Sierra, Sierra Golf.
Good to see you, sir. How are we today? This is Steve over in Spartanburg.
Hello, Steve. You hear your voice? How are you today?
Actually, I think I have my volume up too high. Now, if you say that one more time, I'm on an HD.
Doing great. How are you? And yes, it is a beautiful day up here on the mountain in Brevard, North Carolina.
That's pretty good. Well, I tell you what, it's just a beautiful day down here. I just wish it would hold out because I'm going to be pouring concrete today.
We can say to do that. New Tango Mobile.
Head there, Tango.
This is Rusty, W2T Mobile over here. Headed between Duncan and back to the house, so I just heard you in there and thought I'd say hello.
Yep. Hey, did you also hear our friend up in Brevard there?
The radio on, he was making a transmission. He was breaking up real bad, so I wasn't able to pull anything out of what he said.
Hope he just heard you there. How am I getting through?
Perfectly clear, not a problem.
And I was thinking maybe I might have had a problem, too. But yeah, man, hey, I got my tower base all poured. I got my tower attached at the hinge point. And I tell you what, I can't wait for the 25th. I'm going to have a little antenna party, and hopefully some of my bestest buddies will come over and help me tune that thing the way it should be tuned.
Well, I hit 25th of this month, huh? Maybe I'll be available and can come over and lend you a hand, or at least lend you moral support. I don't know how much hand I can give you. I can, you know, hold a rope or something, but a whole lot of heavy lifting. My back lately is not in there, so. But anyway, yeah, I heard you say something about you pouring concrete today. What you pouring concrete for today?
I have got an 8-inch I-beam that I'm going to put in the ground, and I just bought down at Harbor Freight in Spartanburg a 3,500-pound electric winch, and I'm going to make it, I'm going to mount it up at the top of that I-beam at about 7 feet off the ground so that when I tilt the tower down, all I got to do is stand there with my mouth held right.
The button until it's time to let go.
There you go, and this little winch is a power out and power in.
Sounds like a good deal. I know a lot of people have done that, and all. But a couple of the folks that I know have done it have actually mounted their winches on wooden poles they had set into the ground. So the I-beam, I'm sure, will do a lot better. How are you going to mount it on the I-beam? Are you going to bolt it to it, or are you going to weld it to it?
No, I'm gonna bolt it to it, and that way, I can take it down out of the weather and use it on my golf cart if necessary.
Winch your golf cart up somewhere?
Oh, I got 8 acres with a lake on the back, and sometimes it gets a little soggy around there on the very one area of the back, and I'm always doing crazy stuff around my place. Plus this winch, there is a plate available that has two handles, and you can take that plate. It also has a receiver, 2-inch receiver hooked to it, and you can just plug it into the receiver on your back of your truck and have a 3,500-pound winch right on the back of your truck that you can pull yourself out of a hole with. And I've got a new Dodge 2500 diesel.
You're getting it there. Well, that's good. Well, I got home, come home from Florida to a situation where there was not any power at my house. Some truck had gone down the road and ripped the power lines loose from the pole across the street, and in the process ripped my meter base off my pole and my breaker panel off my pole, and all of that had to be replaced yesterday so that Duke Energy could come back out and hook the power to the new meter base and then put a meter on it for me. And they got it all done. So I spent 2 nights in a hotel, and now I'm back in the house as of yesterday, thankfully.
going to get the bill on that. Are you going to get the bill from Duke on that?
No, because whatever truck it was, he came down the road, did it while I was out of town. I mean, it was somebody that came down the main road. They said basically from the way the damage was done, something with a truck with a high load had to come down and catch that low cable where it's swinging, because it was their cable. See, they have a pole on the other side of the road, then they ran it over to a pole they put in my yard as a midway point, and then over to the top of my pole, and then it came down from there to my meter base. And so they replaced the theirs. I had to pay for, I'm having to pay for the new meter base, the new breaker panel to go below it, and that type of thing, so that I can get my power back. But anyway, it's done. Check's in the mail. No insurance coverage because it's not on the house. It's on a pole 25 feet away, and they don't cover it. So, you know, guess who does? But about $800 worth of working parts.
And that's just wrong. You know, you could go back after the truck company that did it if you could find out who it was.
Thing about there's no telling who it could have been. Could have been a tractor trailer with a high trailer on it. It could have been my wire could have been, you know, could have been just leaning or a low over thing. Could have been a dump truck coming along with a load of tree, big trees where they've dug, cut down trees and things, and they had dump truck loads they were taking somewhere to dump. Could have been any number of things. There's no way of knowing because I wasn't even in town. It occurred, the best we can figure is it occurred the Monday before New Year's.
Other than that, Duke Power should have some responsibility in that because no truck is allowed to go over 20 feet in height. And, hey, they're required to have their lines at a minimum of 25 feet up. So if somebody snagged one, that's all on Duke.
It is. These lines have been here 40 years. So, you know, they could have just stretched and anything else. But anyway, it's all said and done with. I'm not going to argue with it. I've got power back. I've got heat back. I've got water. And I've now got a decent breaker on the for the well, pumping the well, and I don't have to pull a... what I had before was a box that had a 20-amp fuse in it. So we just put a 20-amp breaker on there, and that took care of it. Anyway, I'm back to the house. Let me get inside with the stuff I bought at the grocery store and fix me some lunch. Catch it later. Have a good one. W2T clear.
Gee. Rusty, try to have a good afternoon, buddy. And if the weather is decent, remember me for the 25th, bud. And I will catch you later. KN4 to VWA, clear.